For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Ferguson police began wearing body cameras this weekend. Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson told the newspaper officers had the devices on during a protest march Saturday. The march marked the August 9th shooting death of Michael Brown by Ferguson officer Darren Wilson. Jackson said the department was given about 50 body cameras by two companies about a week ago. Company representatives offered training to officers Saturday on using the devices that attach to their uniforms and record video and audio. Jackson said each officer will get to use one. The shooting of Brown and Ferguson could also alter the political dynamics of the upcoming election for St. Louis County Executive. The November election pits Republican State Representative Rick Stream of Kirkwood against Democratic Councilman Steve Stenger of Afton in South St. Louis County. Stenger relied on strong support from County Prosecutor Bob McCulloch to defeat Charlie Dooley, the county's first black chief executive, in the early August Democratic primary. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that some political observers think McCulloch's support will hurt Stenger among black voters after widespread calls for McCulloch to step down from the criminal investigation into Brown's shooting by Ferguson officer Darren Wilson. McCulloch's father was a St. Louis police officer killed while responding to a call involving a black suspect. Boone County could spend nearly $450,000 by the end of the year to defend itself and county employees in a lawsuit filed by a man whose murder conviction was vacated. The legal fees are a result of a lawsuit filed by Ryan Ferguson. Ferguson was convicted in 2005 of killing Columbia Daily Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt. Last year, a state appeals court panel ruled prosecutors had withheld evidence from his attorneys and that he didn't get a fair trial. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that county commissioners are set to take action Tuesday on a proposed $240,000 budget revision. The lawsuit already has resulted in two other budget revisions that totaled $100,000 each. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has asked federal officials to issue an economic injury disaster declaration in St. Louis County so that businesses can get aid following looting in Ferguson. Nixon said he submitted a formal request Friday to the U.S. Small Business Administration to make low-interest loans available to businesses. The request comes after the August 9th police shooting of Michael Brown led to protests that occasionally turned violent in Ferguson. Some businesses were looted, while others lost customers or had to temporarily close because of clashes between police and protesters. State and local governments are also offering aid to businesses affected by the events in Ferguson. Another person has died in a police shooting this weekend, as Kansas City police say a man has been shot and killed during a confrontation with officers. The shooting happened early Sunday after officers received a report about a suspicious person armed with a gun in the northeast part of the city. Police said in a news release that officers encountered the suspect and shots were fired. An ambulance crew pronounced the suspect dead. Police said an unknown handgun was found near the suspect. Police also say an investigation is underway. The name of the suspect wasn't immediately released. Missouri farms that have been in the same family for at least 100 years will be recognized at an event in southwest Missouri. The Salute to Century Farms is being held Tuesday night at the Round Barn Event Center east of Ash Grove. The site features a barn built in 1880 that is thought to be the earliest round barn in Missouri. Besides recognizing Century Farms, an assistant dean of agriculture extension at the University of Missouri will discuss the 100-year history of cooperative extension and the challenges facing family farms in the coming 15 to 20 years. The event also will include music, food, and a silent auction that will raise money for the Greene County Extension. Authorities have released the name of a 6-year-old Missouri boy who was found shot to death in his babysitter's bedroom. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Callaway Sheriff Dennis Crane identified the child Friday as Dane Hathman. 27-year-old Scotty A. Willett of Fulton has been charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action in the boy's death. Willett is jailed in Callaway County on $1 million cash-only bond. No attorney is listed in online court records. Crane said Willett had been living with the boy's family outside of Fulton and was babysitting last week when the boy was killed. Crane says an autopsy was conducted Friday and that he expected to send evidence to the Missouri State Highway Patrol Lab next week for analysis. A plea hearing is set this week for a former MamTech CEO accused of committing fraud in a failed effort to build an artificial sweetener plant in central Missouri. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Bruce Cole is charged with one count of theft and four counts of securities fraud. Attorney General Chris Koster has accused Cole of diverting at least $700,000 from a bond fund established to finance the plant and using that money to forestall foreclosure of his Beverly Hills home. Cole's case is being heard in St. Charles on a change of venue and had been scheduled for trial in December, but a 1:30 p.m. Tuesday plea hearing was put on Judge Daniel Pelican's docket late Friday. Cole's attorney couldn't immediately be reached for comment. A health system with hospitals in Missouri, Illinois, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin is working with a bank to offer interest-free loans to patients with unpaid medical bills. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that $6.5 million has been lent to about 4,000 patients since SSM Healthcare inked a deal with Commerce Bank 5 months ago. Patients get the loans without undergoing credit checks, and Commerce Bank receives a service fee. The goal is to reduce the health system's bad debt, which grew from $157 million in 2012 to $204.7 million in 2013. Hospitals have long worked out payment plans with patients in-house, but Paul Shaney of SSM Healthcare says his hospitals aren't positioned to effectively manage monthly payments from patients like banks already do with home and car loans. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.